way the procedure works is that we identify patients who are suitable candidates for the study, and then once they're enrolled, they're randomized into the different treatment arms, which include both injection of the stem cells as well as a placebo arm. In short terms, what we do then is we isolate the stem cells from the patient's blood after we give them a medication for a couple of days, and then we would take these stem cells into our catheterization lab and inject them into the heart. And then we follow the patients up to see the effects on their symptoms and their exercise performance.
What exactly is angina, and how will the introduction of these stem cells help alleviate that condition?
Angina really just means pain in the chest. There could be many causes, but we're specifically talking about pain due to blocked arteries in the heart, which is the most common cause of heart attacks and death in our society. And as we age and due to other risk factors, these arteries become progressively blocked, and this limits blood flow to the heart muscle. And during activities such as exertional activities, this may cause a discomfort in the center part of the chest. Now, normally, we treat this condition with a variety of things such as medications and place stents and do bypass surgeries, but some people, these therapies are either not sufficient or can't be accomplished properly. And so this kind of stem cell therapy that we're doing now may be a new therapy to try to improve or grow blood vessels to supply that blood to the working heart muscle to alleviate the blockages.
So you're actually hoping that the stem cells spur some new growth of new vessels in the heart.
That's exactly right.
You'll compare your findings with those of the people who received the traditional treatment or placebos. What do you expect to find?
Based upon the early data that has been generated using the same protocol, we believe that the patients who get these stem cells implanted into the heart are more likely to have improvement in their symptoms, increase in their ability to exercise, and hopefully improvements in their quality of life. Whether that translates into long-term survival benefits and so forth, we won't be able to say.
What makes this a better therapy than what's going on right now?
I don't think we would say that it's better therapy. What we would say is it's adjunctive therapy, meaning some patients, unfortunately, despite all the things that we do have that are proven to be of benefit, still have symptoms and oftentimes debilitating symptoms. Our hope is that this therapy will get those patients to an improved state of health, to where maybe they can walk more, they can be more functionally active, maintain their independence. And that's really what we're looking at.
You can find out how to get more information about this and other cardiovascular disease clinical trials on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Dr. Weintraub, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.